non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
And I am happy to have you along.
Yeah.
We have a great show that's laid out, I think, for you this week. Hope you enjoy it, first of all, and foremost, happy Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
You know, we had a lot of people we owe a lot of gratitude to. Mm-hmm. For the things that they have done for us so that we have the opportunity to do things like have this radio show and say what we darn well want to say.
Right, yeah.
The ability to start a business or have a work at a company, the ability to travel. We have so many things. And just on Memorial Day, you know, I just like to thank as many of them as we possibly can. And remind you that they've helped put us into one of the strongest financial opportunities in the entire world. I just got back from a trip for our 30th year anniversary cruise that Barb and I took. We'll be married 30 years in November, and we went to France. Mm-hmm. And I got to hear some people talk about, and these are Americans, how America is not what America once was. So I just thought I would point this out. The World Economic Forum recently issued its global competitive index for 2017 and 2018, meaning if you had to pick up and plant, you had to say, this is where I wanted to go to be able to be competitive in the world, ranks 137 economies by their ability to sustain inclusive growth. That means for everybody. So we talk about a middle class here and flattening there those kind of things. Yeah. The United States came in second, trailing only Switzerland, which maintained its six-year hold on the top spot. Mm. That, again, according to the World Economic Forum and their Global Competitiveness Index. So do we have problems in the United States? Yes. My job is not to talk about those. Sherry and I are trying to give you things that you need to consider, things over when to take Social Security, what you should be doing with excess money that's not already invested. Mm. Should you be buying a home at 62 years old? Mm-hmm. How do you take money out of your 401k, out of your IRA, things to consider about tax planning on your 1040. So we have a lot of things to cover this weekend. You've got a question or a comment, you want to shoot us an email, we truly appreciate them. It's where a lot of the content comes from. You can find us at yourlifeafterwork.com. You can email us, considerthis@yourlifeafterwork.com. And of course, you can listen to the radio show either on the station that you're listening to it now, on iTunes, the podcast, Consider This with Big Joe Clark, or you can go to our website at yourlifeafterwork.com to get more videos, more ideas, more content, and of course, get signed up for our weekly Market Carver. I don't talk a lot about the market on a day-to-day basis on this show. We send out a weekly video that you're free to receive where Adam Harder, our chief investment strategist, or myself talk about what's going on in the market. So go to yourlifeafterwork.com, get signed up. Sherry and I will take a break, and then we'll get right into the show.
Hi, I'm Sherry Kontos, co-host for Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group based in Central Indiana, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $300 million for families in 31 states. The Financial Enhancement Group takes care of people who don't want to worry about their money. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money in five key areas: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, risk management, and estate planning. And each week we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. The Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 800-928-4001. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kantos.
We are happy to have you along.
Yep.
You know, it is almost Memorial Day.
And for, I can't believe
for
it.
For some of you listening to the show, it may already be Memorial Day. So yeah. One of the things that we strongly encourage people to do is to not let their tax return get dusty. I've said on many stations, on many programs, and many articles that for the average person who's listening to this radio show, the thing that is most likely to interrupt your retirement is not market volatility. It is not health, like long-term care issues. For most of us, it is the Internal Revenue Service, and it's because we do not understand how our tax return works. And we don't pay enough attention studying it. And I've had people say, Joe, there's a reason I have a CPA. Well, folks, there's a reason why I have a CPA too. And they're the ones who do the tax reporting. They're the ones who tell the story, if you will, to the IRS of here's what Joe made last year. Here's how much we're sending in that we believe Joe and Barb owe to the federal and state governments that we have to pay into.
Right.
Okay. That does not mean the tax planning part is done. Now, don't hear me on this. I'm not trying to say that your CPA can't help you with tax planning. That's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm telling you is most people, and I can tell you after being in this industry for 30 years and being partners with CPA firms since the early 2000s, I can tell you that very few people actually engage in tax planning.
Right.
And I've fessed up to this before for myself. There was a period of time after the tech wreck. You know, we started the Financial Enhancement Group in 1997, Sherry. And for the first 3 years, I managed money, but I also used outside money managers as well. And when the tech wreck hit, and a money manager lied to us and said he didn't have something in his portfolio that he did, and the market went down, we took over all the investing internally. So I've got a CFA and a chartered market technician. And I do that because I don't believe you can have tax efficiency without being able to control when something is bought and sold.
Okay. Right?
Especially if it's not in an IRA or 401k.
Right.
Anyhow, another story. The bottom line is I'm a CFP. So Sherry hires the Financial Enhancement Group. She's got a certified financial planner. And the bottom line is I was so engrossed in managing money for 6 or 7 years. I never gave people a financial plan. But the fact that you had a CFP and you went to bed at night thinking everything was taken care of. If there was a problem, Joe probably should have told you.
Yeah.
And Joe probably, in all fairness, should have said, hey, you know, these are things that we need to work in. It's why we have the five critical elements today, your life after work, the tax planning, the investment playbook, life happens, which is risk management, and then the legacy plan. We make sure that we go through that process every year so that stuff doesn't get missed. Right?
Yeah.
So what happens is people believe they have a CPA, and as a result, that tax planning is being done.
Do they even think there is such a thing as tax planning, or do you think it's really reporting?
It's the same thing that happened with me. They have a CFP,
right?
They have a CPA, so they believe the tax planning is being done, and if their CPA could do more, then the CPA would call them and say, hey, you should consider this.
Right.
And the bottom line is the processes for most firms just are not set up to do that. It just doesn't happen. So, yes, I have a CPA who does my tax reporting. I've never filled out a 1040. Don't intend to fill out a 1040. But I work with my CPA to help our families. We work jointly together with the families that we serve, right? That's part of the FEG One Stop, to make sure that your CPA and your financial advisor, if you will, are engaging in actual tax planning. Multiple times we will see people who have money sitting in a brokerage account. So not an IRA. It's just a regular brokerage account.
Right.
They have earned income that you will find on line 7 of your 1040. You go to the bottom of page 1 and your adjusted gross income will give you some rules about what you can do with that earned income. Can I put it in a 401k? Can I put it in an IRA? Can I use a Roth?
Mm-hmm.
So think about this. We see people come in that have $500,000 in a brokerage account,
mm-hmm.
have earned income, have not contributed to an IRA. They do contribute to their 401k.
Yeah.
But their broker, the people who've sold them stuff, doesn't care about $6,500 accounts.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Because they're costly to set up. They're
sure.
not profitable.
Right, right. Exactly.
Most of the firms won't pay them on it. But that should be absolutely immaterial.
Right.
You should be able to put $6,500 in a retail account,
mm-hmm.
make it a Roth IRA. And we've been able to do this regardless. Really, regardless of many things. I mean, most people, at least in central Indiana, most families do not make more than $190,000 a year, right? And if you're not contributing to a Roth, if you're under 50, it's $5,500. If you're over 50, it's $6,500. There is no age limit, so you can do it when you're 75, as long as you have earned income. My point is, the CPA doesn't see that backside. That's tax planning.
Right.
The CPA says, hey, did you make a Roth contribution?
Yeah, right.
Time's already passed. Right?
Sure, yeah.
Did you make a Roth contribution? Then they'll pay the taxes on it. I have people in Lafayette that would sit down, CPAs that would sit down. I tell Sherry to put it in a Roth, and she goes, but you realize you qualify for a regular, traditional IRA, and now it's tax deferred. And now all of a sudden somebody comes in and I look at their stuff and now they've got more money that's in the tax deferred side because people don't study the tax planning. So here's what I want you to focus on your 1040. You'd need to know what's on line 7.
Mm-hmm.
You need to see in the middle of the page if you have any money that's coming from dividends or interest or capital gains. If there's a negative 3,000 in the middle of the page, it means you've got what's called a carry forward loss. That matters. The bottom of page 1 is your adjusted gross income. Line 43 is what your taxable income is. And that's what, when your CPA gives you your return back, they talk to you about your effective rate. Your effective rate is the average rate you pay on each dollar that you earned. At retirement time, the effective rate matters. What you will hear me say many times as we talk about the accumulation phase, the preservation phase, and then the distribution. And I tell you the two things that matter in distribution. One is the volatility. The second is the tax rate you pay on your average dollar, right? That's an effective rate. But during the first two stages, the accumulation and the preservation, what we care about is the marginal rate. That is the tax on the highest dollar that you earn, because we're either going to do things that are going to put more dollars on your tax return,
right?
Because we want to put money into Roth or make some changes, or we're going to take money off and put it in tax deferred, but it's not going to affect your effective rate. It's going to change. It's going to take money directly out of the marginal rate. Critical to get that concept. The other big part for this coming year is understanding that the itemized deductions have changed dramatically. Miscellaneous expenses are gone.
Right.
And the bottom line is, for most of the people that we see, you're going to move to a world of where you take a standard deduction instead of an itemized deduction, which changes a lot of your charitable strategies going forward. Hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Sherry Kontos. If you've got a question or comment, you can shoot us an email, considerthis@yourlifeafterwork.com. Or, of course, you can always call us at 800-928-4001. Sherry and I've got a lot more to talk about. We'll take a break and be right back.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer. And again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Biz Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
And we are happy to have you along. Hope you are having a wonderful week, weekend, whenever you happen to listen to the show. It's in multiple states on multiple stations now, but you know, we're based in right outside of Indianapolis in Anderson, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
So you had a station here, WIBC, one of our flagship stations down in Indianapolis. But you can always find the show on our website at yourlifeafterwork.com. There is a segment that you will not hear, regardless of which station you're on, because different stations need different formats.
Right, right.
So you can get them all on iTunes, Consider This with Big Joe Clark, or you can go to our website at yourlifeafterwork.com. Sherry.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes the greatest of plans just don't come to fruition.
Yeah.
And we got a question that came in that is essentially, it was titled, "And How Should I Invest My Extra Income?"
Right.
So go ahead and give us the question, and we'll address it from there.
Well, here's the lead up into that question. I am a 47-year-old married man, and I have approximately $97,000 tucked away in only 3 stocks, which I'm aware is against most people's advice.
Yeah, that's not enough diversification, so we don't have to worry about that.
Okay. Regardless, they have performed well over the last 8 years.
Yeah, because what actually happened is what matters,
right?
Not what could have happened. And that is one of the big differences that you have to deal with as a professional money manager. You know, our job here at the Financial Enhancement Group is to protect you not just from what did happen, but all of the things that could have happened.
Sure.
And the best example I would tell this gentleman is, you know, I've got a 21-year-old daughter, and Sherry's got kids. And if they got in a race to get to Indianapolis, and my daughter went 100 miles an hour down the interstate and won, that's exciting.
Sure.
Right? We would high-five her, right?
Maybe.
No, better. Not even in Indianapolis with the, you know.
Yeah, right.
No, you don't high-five a kid for doing that, because as parents, we know all of the things that could have gone wrong.
Sure.
So saying that, hey, it worked out, the 3 stocks did well over the last 8 years, rah, 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 that's a bad plan. Anyhow, keep going.
I also have $20,000 in CD accounts.
Okay. So that's money most likely. Remember, a CD is an investment at a bank.
Right.
Pays a fixed interest rate.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, it is an investment, if you will. It doesn't tell us whether or not it's in an IRA. It just says it's in a CD.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
I do not have a 401k because I personally don't see the use in them.
You will when retirement fails, but keep going.
Okay. My house and 2 cars are paid off.
Good for you.
Good. I have no outstanding debt.
Perfect.
I have approximately $20,000 combined between my checking and savings accounts.
So I don't know what he's thinking about with the CDs, but okay.
Okay.
So we now have $97,000 to $20,000 CD,
$20,000
in cash for all intents and purposes.
Right. Between my wife and I, our yearly income is $45,000.
So they've done a great job saving if that's all they make.
Mm-hmm. I have some extra income left over consistently, and I'm not sure what I should do with that money. Should I invest in an IRA, mutual funds, or more stocks? Should I hire a financial advisor to help me decide what to do?
Well, he's got an awful lot of opinions, so hiring a financial advisor is going to be tough if he really wants an advisor.
Right.
If he wants somebody to sell him some stuff, I'm sure he can find somebody that can help him do that. Here's the deal. When you're 47 years old, you think you've got this whole life ahead of you, and I don't know how long this person is planning on working.
Yeah.
But one of the issues that comes along truly is that we live many times longer than what we think.
Right.
Right. Secondly, we retire earlier than most of us intend to. So over the last decade,
statistically,
the last decade, we've seen people retire at 63. Mm-hmm. Currently, it's about 63 and a half, according to the Social Security Administration. And yeah, when the average person steps out of the thing, out of the game, the Employee Benefit Research Institute, EBRI, if you ever see it, say that 39% of people intend to work until they're age 70 or older.
Mm.
The reality is only 4% of those people actually do so. Right?
Wow.
So 39 think they're going to do one thing, 4% do.
Mm.
Now, 9% of the people indicated that they plan to retire before 60.
Okay.
39 of the actual retirees did, right?
So 39%?
39%.
And wow.
The census survey, by the way, said it's 18% retire before 60. Still, it's far more than people actually intend. And what we have is 40% of the people retire early due to health reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Those are some things you can't necessarily take care of. But the second is 26% did so because of corporate organizations or offered early buyouts, like the letter, as we talked about, at Eli Lilly that came.
Right.
Right. Now, the life expectancy is still 78 to 79 years old. It's kind of stalled when you look at it. But women still outlive men by 5 years on average longer than where they are. So the bottom line is this 47-year-old has got a life expectancy probably to around age 84 and his wife to 90.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they they've been able to do financially to be able to save the money that they have. Maybe they live on nothing, and they'll be able to take the Social Security and be able to replace everything that they need.
Hmm.
But keep in mind, my friend, inflation kicks up. There's all sorts of challenges are there. So you've got to create the best plan that you can. And then at the same time, be nimble enough to deal with things change.
Mm-hmm.
One of you, two of you could lose your job, right? Your health could change.
Right.
The Social Security rules could change and make it delayed when you could get it. You know, there's all sorts of stuff. But what do you do with that extra income is his question.
Well, that is his question. But what about his current income? What about the $97,000 he has in three stocks? Would you leave it there?
Yeah, but we can't go there because he says he understands it and he doesn't want to deal with it.
All right, cool. Right? All right.
Bottom line is, if he has extra money at $45,000 between the two of them, they are effectively in almost a 0% federal tax bracket.
Mm-hmm.
So tax deferring money at zero doesn't help you. It doesn't make any sense.
Right.
So he says he doesn't believe in a 401k. If the 401k has no Roth option, I would concur with him. He probably shouldn't put money in a tax-deferred 401k other than to get the free money that the employer was matching.
That the employer might put in. Right.
That's a different story. Free money, good money. Always take that.
Right.
But the extra money, in my mind, I would contribute to a Roth IRA. You clearly qualify.
Mm-hmm.
You could take some of the CD money and put it in a Roth IRA.
Mm-hmm.
People forget all the time that with money that's going into my 401k this year, it has to be money that comes out of my check and money that I made this year.
Right.
Money that goes into an IRA, I have to qualify to contribute to the IRA.
Kick in for many.
Or I have to qualify to contribute to the Roth IRA, but the sources of money did not have to be made this year.
Right.
Which is where we go back to something we talked about a couple of segments ago, where people have money sitting in brokerage accounts and they don't take the money and move it to a Roth IRA because they don't understand that they can do that.
Right.
And you can't do it with $500,000 account, but you can do it in chunks.
Mm-hmm.
And most people just fail to understand that from a tax planning side. So here's the thing that I would think about with your retirement if you can get yourself to do it. Understand you may have to retire earlier than you expect for one reason or another, and understand you may live longer than you thought.
Mm.
You know, there's a country music song that says, if I knew I was going to live this long, I'd take better care of myself. Right? You know, it happens, folks. We see it happen all the time, and you want to be able to maintain that standard of living.
Yeah.
And so when people come into the Financial Enhancement Group, we sit down, we have a conversation, we talk about that retirement budget, How much money do you need for fixed expenditures that are going to last your entire life? How much is social for the fun stuff that will eventually go away as you as your body just gets older and your interest recedes, so to speak?
Right.
So, hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Sherry Contos. If you got a question or comment, shoot me an email. Consider This at yourlifeafterwork.com. Don't forget, you can go to the website, yourlifeafterwork.com, to get more of the information and to sign up for our weekly video market carver, where we talk about what's going on in the market. Sherry and I'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This and managing partner of the Financial Enhancement Group. For the last 20 years, the Financial Enhancement Group has developed a process that's straightforward and simple. I'll share that with you, what we use to protect more than 700 families, more than $300 million in retirement assets. We take care of people who don't want to worry about their money. I started in this industry before the crash in 1987, and I've been an active participant helping families like yours strive to build a secure retirement. Here's what I've learned as a certified financial planner, a former professor at Purdue University, and as a trusted advisor for the last three decades. Nothing will separate you from your retirement like the Internal Revenue Service. You can reach us at 800-928-4001 at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC. Again, that number is 800-928-4001, and you can reach us at yourlifeafterwork.com.
Shop Lowe's Memorial Day Savings for great deals to update your home inside and out. Refresh your walls or renew your deck with $10 to $40 off select paint, primer, and stains. And if you've been craving new appliances, get up to 40% off appliance special values on some of the best brands in the business. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid through 5/30 and via rebate. Appliance offer valid through 6/6. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more.
Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
And we are happy to have you along.
We are.
You know, I live a very blessed life, and I don't try to take that for granted in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
This is our 30th year of being married, my wife and I.
Congratulations. That's
and,
a big thing.
So we just went on our anniversary trip for the year. And at the Financial Enhancement Group, we manage money essentially based on four areas, but the first three... the fourth one is institutional behavior, but that's another story. The first three, one is the narrative. It's what's going on in the world around you today. You know, what's happening with foreign policy, with those kind of things, with demographics. We call it the narrative.
Right.
And that's really my cup of tea. That's my my baby. The second one's fundamental. So Adam Harder, our CFA, is responsible for the he's our chief investment strategist, and he's responsible for looking at the valuation of stocks relative to what's going on in the world, and works with a lot of other people at other advisory shops to get information, and then we consolidate it for our plans here at the Financial Enhancement Group. And then Andrew Thrasher is our chartered market technician. He takes care of the technical. How is the market moving, not based on valuation, but how's it just moving? Because stocks do have seasonality.
Mm-hmm.
They do have some funny tendencies about them, right? So as the narrative guy, I like to travel a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And if there is one thing that high asset people have. So I'll have people who come in with $1 million in assets or $1 million in investment account. If the thing that they understand the least is probably the value of the dollar,
mm-hmm.
right? They'll talk about that. Now,
right.
I've been blessed. I went to Germany in 1991. It was the first time I've traveled anywhere, you know, and I've been all over Europe and to Africa, Australia, Canada, obviously, Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's my job from the narrative side to understand. But the second part is we love to travel.
Yeah.
Right. So we just went over to France and kind of bebopped around over there and had a great week with some friends, and it was a beautiful thing. And this affluent couple who's on the ship with us explained to me the problem with the value of the dollar falling so dramatically. And I, kind of looked at them.
Were they from the States, or were they from?
They're from the States,
mm-hmm.
You know, and told me they had about $2.5 million, but they were very concerned because the value of the dollar had fallen, and it will continue to go down. And I looked at them and I said, "Where are you getting this?" And you will hear people, especially gold salespeople. You know, if you ever when you hear the people trying to sell gold and telling you that we're in a recession or any of those things, understand they have no regulations at all. It's not accurate, right?
Yeah.
And they're getting leads to give to people who actually call and will sell you gold, right?
Wow.
That's a huge fundamental difference between a regulated financial fiduciary and somebody who is just out there getting that. So number one, we're not in a recession. Number two, there is a currency rate, and it's important to understand this. That is different. It's what one country is currency's valued at is essentially what the rest of the world is willing to pay for it.
Right.
Okay. Just the way that it works. So when the euro first came out, the euro was the combination of France and Italy and Spain and Ireland and a bunch of other countries that came together to adopt one currency. And when the euro first came out, it immediately went to less than a dollar versus the U.S. dollar.
Okay.
Right. So at one point in time, I believe the low was 83 cents. So if I had a dollar and I went over to Europe, I could buy about $1.17 worth of stuff if it was if things cost the same amount.
If
Coca-Cola was $2 in each place, right? Then I had extra purchasing power.
Right.
In 2008 and 2009, the crisis got obviously heated here in the United States,
which is when I was overseas.
And the value of a euro at that point in time was about $1.60.
Yeah,
I paid $1.59. Mm. It was $1.60 to the United States dollar.
Yeah,
meaning when I saw something that said 10 euro, it really cost me 16 to buy it.
Right.
Okay. So now you're seeing the plight here as a traveler, right?
Yeah.
So today, when we left to go to France, the value of the dollar was at about 120, meaning that if I saw something in Europe that cost $10, mm-hmm. I really had to pay 12 American to be able to buy it. Mm-hmm. You know, a week later, it's $1.17.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, if you didn't understand currency, you may think that that made the value of the dollar go lower, but in effect, it does not make it go lower. It actually made it go higher.
Mm-hmm.
Now I can buy things, for $11.70
instead of
$12, right? It got better. Now, as a traveler, that is a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
But from a broad-based economy, this is where people get into mischief, not understanding the whole story. We all need a Paul Harvey in our life, right?
The rest of the story.
So every now and then somebody will tell me the German market has done incredibly well. Why weren't we invested in it? And the answer is, if we could have hedged the currency, mm-hmm. it would have been great. But at that point in time, there wasn't even the ability for us to be able to hedge the currency. And the reality is, even though it said the German market was up, I think, 30% at the time, right?
Yeah.
Once you adjusted it for the strength of the U.S. dollar, it was actually up about 6 or 7%.
Is that what you mean by hedge?
Yeah, well, hedge is being able to buy it in another currency so you've been able to protect yourself from a currency move as well.
Mm.
So here's my point. We have two things that we do in the United States. From an investment standpoint, we, as a business, you either import goods. Right. So now I'm buying from France.
Right.
And so as the value of the dollar gets stronger, I can buy more truffles.
Right. Right. Exactly.
I can buy more vino. I can buy more of cheese. I can buy more of the stuff that I try to import.
Right.
Right. But on the other hand, as the dollar goes up, the things that I'm exporting to France now just became more expensive
for them.
Right.
Yeah.
They've got to decide, do I really still want to buy this from the United States, or mm-hmm. would I be better to buy it from Spain, or would I be better to buy it from Russia? And that's some of the games that you see played inside of the oil industry, inside of commodities across the board. It is a very, very complicated procedure. But to not understand how currency works in a world that is so intertwined is a mistake. Now, some people will say, Joe, I know there are businesses. Financial Enhancement Group is sort of one of them. We actually have clients abroad. Not a lot. But there are some businesses that are 100% domestic based.
Right.
They don't import anything. They don't export anything. Most of us are service based, right?
Right.
Your barber, other than his scissors, right, is doing his work here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've got that. That does not mean your portfolio, on a long-term period of time, should ignore the fact that we're only 23% of the world's GDP.
Right. Like,
there's a lot of other stuff that's out there, but you do add more risk to the portfolio. And I'm not in any way advocating that 75% of your money should be in other countries. I'm not saying that at all.
Right.
What I am saying is, at the right time, and we have moved into that world, at the right time, you do need to have some international exposure, but you also need to understand how currency works, both for your domestic stocks and your international investments. Just saying, I want people to understand it. It's one of the biggest confusions that I see. And again, these people had a little over $2.5 million and had no clue and had bought into the fact that the dollar was going to fall. Very, very interesting. Anyhow, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Sherry Kontos. You got a question or comment, shoot us an email. ConsiderThis@yourlifeafterwork.com or 800-928-4001. We'll take a break. Be right back.
Hi,
Hi, I'm Sherry Kontos, co-host for Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group based in Central Indiana, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $300 million for families in 31 states. The Financial Enhancement Group takes care of people who don't want to worry about their money. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money in five key areas: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, risk management, and estate planning. And each week we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. The Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 800-928-4001. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kantos.
And we are happy to have you along.
We are.
This is the segment with Sherry.
It's my favorite segment.
She gets to grill Joe over different financial things. A lot of people would like to have your job.
I know that. I do know that.
You know, yeah. Anyhow.
I don't do too much grilling, but I do ask questions that people ask me.
Well, go ahead.
So this is, I'm going to call this Conversations at the Sporting Event.
Mm-hmm.
Real questions by real people. So the situation is these two friends of mine and his brother went to, in this case, the racetrack. They like to watch cars go around. I think it's the most boring
thing. We're near Indianapolis, so I understand that.
Yeah. And so they're doing the time trial thing, and they're watching all day long in the sun. And, of course, the conversations come up. One is 62 years old. The other is 63 years old. So guess what the conversation was about?
Social Security.
And retirement.
Okay.
They both are wanting to retire early.
Okay.
And they're comparing what their different financial advisors have told them about that very thing.
Okay.
My one friend doesn't have a financial advisor. The other one does.
Okay.
So they each have company pension plans.
Okay.
The old-fashioned kind of company pension
defined
plans.
Benefit.
Right. Mm-hmm. They also have individual 401ks.
Defined contribution.
And Social Security.
Okay.
If they retire today, what they could draw from their company pension plan...
Mm-hmm.
is not enough for them to live on comfortably.
Okay.
So they intend, each of them, to take early retirement off of their individual, I'm probably not going to say this right, individual 401k or early Social Security. And the question was, which should they do? And they came up with different answers. So I want to ask you, and I know we don't have all the details of the question.
No.
But what are the things to be considered?
So first of all, it is a very individualized decision because it's not just that I have a pension, just that I'm eligible for Social Security, and just that I have a 401k. It's mm-hmm. it's the tax rate. It's a standard of living that they want to be able to support when they retire. It's how much they've accumulated inside of those 401ks,
right.
Which could be dramatically different. It's the state that they choose to live in because of the tax code.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's their health and other issues that are there along with it. So let's pretend like all of that is the same, and understand why part of my industry. This is why you need a fiduciary. In all fairness, as a fiduciary,
to
by
look
law,
at your individual
by law. And we take this responsibility very seriously. My job is to tell you what I would do with my money if I were in your situation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
So now think about this. I get paid to manage money.
Right. Yeah.
So me telling you to take Social Security early. Instead of taking money out of an account
that I'm getting paid to manage,
I'm getting paid to manage.
I get it. Oh,
there's just a wee bit of a natural bias that
I
is
see.
There.
Right? I see that.
Now, that doesn't mean that it's wrong.
No. But I get it now.
Right. So people often ask me. They hear us talk about Roth IRAs and Roth conversions that require taxes, and they'll say, "Why did you do so many of them, and so many other people didn't?" And I said, "Well, when you're the managing partner, and you can make sure that stuff is done, and everybody, Adam and everybody on my team agrees with the Roth conversions, right? So we have less money to manage today because we paid taxes to get money converted to Roths because that's what we did with our money.
Right.
And it's what we would recommend in many cases people do with their money.
Right.
There are times when I've told people to take Social Security early. It usually comes because they are in bad health.
Right.
Or
yeah.
they qualified for file and suspend or one of the other programs that were along the way.
Okay.
But the majority of the time, if they have ample assets and they're in reasonable health, the correct answer is generally to draw down out of that 401k up to a particular part of the tax code.
Right.
And again, what you should be getting from this is, one, we're all unique.
Right. Yeah.
God made us all unique. So you have to take that into consideration. But the second part of it is almost all of the answers to that conversation are generated from your 1040.
Right.
From your tax return. And, you know, so when somebody tells me they have a financial advisor, I always say, do you have a fiduciary or do you have a financial advisor?
Right.
And I don't mean this in a disrespectful way at all. But Sherry, when you see your financial advisor and he reviews your tax return to help you create that distribution strategy, how did that conversation go? And generally, I get a white face on the other side, an eyebrow or two raised, going, they've never seen my tax return.
Yeah.
Well, if they haven't seen your tax return, they can't properly, in any way, shape or form or capacity, tell you which was right for you at 62, 63, or 72 and 73.
Right. Yeah.
It all goes back to the 1040.
But in this case, I don't think I've ever heard you recommend someone take early Social Security because the penalty
that's
for
not,
doing
that's
so.
That's not the case. We just had something.
Well, I mean, health issues, right. Yes.
Health issues that are health issues primarily
right.
with the rules that they changed.
Mm.
You know, there are different things. And again, we get ideas in our heads. Right,
right, right, right.
So 20 years ago, I had everybody take Social Security at 62.
Oh, right? yeah.
And then at 70, assuming they were still in good health, we promptly marched into the Social Security Administration and gave them all the money back. And then they recalculated everything as if we'd never gotten any money and took it from age 70 forward.
Wow.
Right? Well, they got onto that game, so they took that rule away.
Right?
And then there was I would file and suspend so Barb could get half of my benefit.
Yeah.
That was closed if you were born after 1954.
Man.
So there's, things change. And strategies that really have to be thought through in order to make the right decisions.
Okay, one more thing really quick that has come up, because I have a lot of friends that are in that 62-year-old, I mean, like they're trying to figure this out.
Right.
We have talked before, you have talked to me about this before in terms of buying houses and only doing it if you think you're going to be there for a certain number of years because of the cost of housing. In the case of people that are in their 60s and retiring and downsizing a larger house to something else, can they ever assume they're going to be in a house for 7 years? I mean, is it ever wise? Because the question they asked me was, should I just rent an apartment and put all the extra money into the stock portfolio? Or should I buy a house, a small house?
That one so depends on different people. You know, at age 62, your responsibility to your kids in theory is gone.
Right.
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 You're now not necessarily making just financial decisions. You're making life choices.
Exactly.
And you know, if there was a neighborhood that you wanted to be in, you know, and the housing option was right for you.
Right.
It's a different story. I manage money. That's my job.
Yep.
Right. That's how I get paid.
Yep.
But the real life part of Joe is educating people about their finances so they don't make inefficient financial decisions that lead to frustration or devastation.
Yeah.
So you building a house at your your age, right, is, in my opinion, maybe not the most efficient use of money, but the frustration of you not having a place to call home
is a big deal.
Might supersede that.
Right.
And,
yeah.
And you have hopes and dreams and desires for your kids,
right,
but not really financial responsibility for them.
Nope.
Right. So, you know, so different things happen at different times.
True.
All I'm trying to tell you is financially, especially people that are under 30 that aren't married yet, the idea of buying a home before you have a mate, before you know where your career path is really going to take you, if you don't believe you're going to be there for 7 years or longer, you probably ought to rent. Doesn't necessarily make the same sense for a 70-year-old person.
I get it.
Hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Sherry Kontos. Hope that helps. Hope you have an outstanding Memorial Day weekend. You got a question or comment, you shoot us an email. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com or give us a call, 800-928-4001.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio,